For U.S. carriers, 5G comes in three different flavors. In the Wall Street Journal by Sarah Cruz. I need a number, Verizon Communications Incorporated chief executive called to his senior network lieutenant shortly before the carrier reported fourth quarter earnings. Hans Vestberg wanted to be able to broadcast to Wall Street analysts how many cities the carrier would light up with a faster 5G service in 2020. It is early days for 5G networks, but each large U.S. wireless carrier is looking to differentiate its service, touting the number of markets it has reached and the benefits of the type of airwaves it is using. Three flavors of 5G coverage are emerging, shaped by the spectrum each U.S. carrier is using to power it. That is leading to increasingly nasty marketing spats over what 5G actually is. Verizon's 5G is based on high-frequency millimeter wave spectrum that delivers ultra-fast speeds but can't travel far or easily penetrate hard materials. The carrier has focused on building out services in hubs like stadiums and pitching businesses on its ability to deliver localized private networks. Sprint Corporation's early 5G service in 9 cities, meanwhile, relied on mid-band spectrum, which is considered the sweet spot for the next generation service because it offers broad coverage and the signals penetrate walls easily. Most of Sprint's customers will transition to T-Mobile US Incorporated, along with Sprint Spectrum Holdings, now that the carrier's merger has closed. T-Mobile relied primarily on low-band spectrum for its early 5G coverage, which it launched nationwide late last year. The low-band spectrum travels long distances but can offer speeds comparable to 4G. The company has used millimeter wave spectrum for 5G service in some parts of a few cities. Kerry Kupamaki, T-Mobile's service president of network technology and strategy, said late last year before T-Mobile's 5G launch that it was just a starting point that the carrier would build on, particularly as it gains more spectrum from Sprint. AT&T Incorporated, meanwhile, uses millimeter wave spectrum for the 5G service it builds for businesses and hubs like sports arenas and low-band spectrum for consumers. The company has said it would offer nationwide 5G coverage by the end of the second quarter. The truth is that you need all of the above, from low to high-band spectrum, to maximize the way 5G service is used, said Durga Malaldi, Senior Vice President of 5G at Qualcomm Incorporated, which designs semiconductors used in mobile phones. This year and next, U.S. carriers will broaden their coverage using other spectrum bands as they repurpose airwaves currently used for 5G and implement technology that shares spectrum in the same band between 4G and 5G users, he adds. Countries like Germany and South Korea have made mid-band spectrum the centerpiece of their 5G rollouts, but those airwaves in the U.S. have been tied up by government squabbles and competing uses. The Federal Communications Commission has said it will auction C-band frequencies, which are used by satellite companies to carry TV signals this year. That spectrum has sat in limbo as regulators decided how to best to compensate the satellite firms, generate revenue for the U.S. Treasury, and make the airwaves available to carriers quickly. AT&T and Verizon are expected to be interested bidders. Verizon has been peppered with questions from Wall Street analysts about whether it has adequate spectrum to expand its coverage and how it is overcoming many of the challenges posed by millimeter wave spectrum. The initial performance of millimeter wave spectrum has been worse than promised in terms of the coverage it provides, analysts at research firm Lightshed Partners wrote in a January note and said Verizon had less spectrum than AT&T and the new T-Mobile, even though it has more customers. Verizon's Mr. Vestberg, in an interview, says the company has the spectrum and assets it needs to execute its 5G rollout. The company, in February, committed to bringing millimeter wave-based 5G to more than 60 cities by the end of 2020, and in March, amid the coronavirus crisis, vowed to increase its capital spending this year. It is unclear how severely the pandemic will financially impact the major carriers, all of which have closed some retail locations. After the Super Bowl, Verizon executives hosted major shareholders, including Fidelity Investments, in Miami to showcase its 5G service. It displayed equipment from vendors including Ericsson AB and Pivotal Comware. The Pivotal equipment helps pull millimeter wave 5G signals indoors and around corners. AT&T has strengthened its spectrum portfolio and network infrastructure in recent years by winning a competition to operate a federally backed communication system for emergency responders called FirstNet. The $6.5 billion contract gave the carrier a swath of airwaves that it can use to serve first responders as well as its commercial network. The contract has helped to cover the cost of network improvements that the carrier says will accelerate its 5G rollout. For example, when AT&T sends a crew to a tower to make FirstNet-related improvements, the company also deploys 5G-ready equipment.